From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump says the appointment of a special counsel for the ongoing investigation into his campaign's ties to Russia is appropriate, but it can divide the country. He was reacting to the appointment of former FBI Director Robert Mueller to lead the investigation after Mr. Trump fired FBI Director James Comey.
Well, I respect the move, but the entire thing has been a witch hunt, and there is no collusion between certainly myself and my campaign, but I can always speak for myself and the Russians, zero. I think it divides the country. I think we have a very divided country because of that and many other things. So I can tell you that we want to bring this great country of ours together.
Mr. Trump is hoping to change the negative news flow when he makes his first overseas trip as president, including stops in Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the Vatican. The U.S. Deputy Attorney General has just briefed members of the House of Representatives about his appointment of former FBI Director Mueller to lead the independent investigation to possible collusion between Donald Trump's presidential campaign and the Russians. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa had this reaction to what he heard.
What I learned, and I'm very satisfied with, is that the special prosecutor will have the breadth of scope necessary to follow any and all leads directly and tangential to the Russian attempt to influence our election.
The appointment of the special counsel has largely received bipartisan support. Syria is condemning a U.S.-led coalition attack on government military positions that Syrian officials say killed several people and caused material damage. Russia, ally of the Syrian government, calling the airstrikes, that is, against the government military positions unacceptable. This is VOA News. Swedish prosecutors say they have dropped the 7-year-old rape case into Julian Assange, the Australian whistleblower who founded WikiLeaks. Assange's attorney says the case could have been settled several years ago.
And he said, yes, Perry, it feels much better today. Finally, we got there. But at the same time, he emphasized that he is very disappointed about Swedish justice. It has taken the prosecutors over 6 years to interview him. If they had done so while he was still in Sweden in August and September 2010, the case had been closed at that time.
Assange has been living since 2012 in the Ecuadorian embassy in London to avoid arrest and extradition in the rape case. The U.S. Justice Department has been investigating Assange since at least 2010, when WikiLeaks published thousands of stolen U.S. security files. A roadside bomb has killed at least 11 civilians, mostly women and children, in Afghanistan's eastern Logar province. Authorities say the victims are returning from a wedding party Friday afternoon when the vehicle struck an improvised explosive device. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. A UN report released today says South Sudanese pro-government forces killed at least 114 civilians between July of last year and January of this year in Yei Town. The report also exposes cases of indiscriminate shelling of civilians and cases of sexual violence perpetrated against women and girls, including those fleeing the fighting. The UN says the crimes may amount to war crimes or crimes against humanity. A United Nations agency survey says the total area under opium poppy cultivation in Afghanistan has increased by 10% from compared to the previous year, leading to a significant rise in the production of illicit opium. The report by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime also said the illicit economy is fueling insecurity and violence, which is discouraging investment in Afghanistan. Police in New York are charging a man with murder, an attempted murder, after he allegedly drove his car into a crowded sidewalk in New York City's Times Square on Thursday, striking a group of pedestrians, killing one woman and injuring more than 20 other people. Police say the 26-year-old U.S. citizen has a history of arrest for driving while intoxicated. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.